Today at Quarinam, December 31st, New Year's Eve. That's tonight on the Western calendar. And here on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai, fireworks and firecrackers will be booming off at 12 midnight. Pilgrims are beginning to arrive here at Quarinam for Jayanti, my birthday, January 5th, Chudikadevi. And Gauri Nadesan arrived from Malaysia. Both of them run a database for Hinduism today and distributed on newsstands all throughout the country. Ishvaram Param arrived from California to put lighting in the Kodaval Hindu temple. This is the temple at Quarinam where for the Madhavasi, the monks. And he's putting in lighting in and among the 108 beautiful bronze statues of Lord Shiva in various dance poses, 108 dance poses. And we want to thank him for that. And we want to welcome to the Chudikadevi and Gauri. Their help is invaluable in the lovely country of Malaysia. Well, on January 5th, new sadhaka are getting ready to renew their vows. We have one flying in from Australia, another one flying in from Malaysia, and we have two dynamic young men sitting at our wall begging entrance into the monastery. That means they sit at a wall in the rain, they take their food there, other monastics go out and encourage them, tell what a wonderful monastery it is, and they're trying to blend their mind into the big mind flow, 25 seasoned Madhavasi, who are living within the monastery doing a wonderful work, and they want to be part of that work. But sitting at the wall for 1 month, that means in the morning, at noon, and at night, and they're invited in by somebody each time to come in and serve. They can walk away, get on a plane, and fly off the island at any time. They have a chance to reconsider their dedication, reconsider their commitment. This is a tradition that the Japanese Buddhists hold, and the Hindu monks have matured through for century after century. Our particular wall is called the Wall of Rain because it rains at least 2 hours a day, if not more. Well, tonight and tomorrow, as this new year, which is a new year for most of the world, but not for Hindus, of course, but a wonderful time to reconcile differences within yourself and count your blessings and show appreciation and express gratitude for all the good that has happened to you in 1998. That year is gone forever. It will never be repeated again. You can't do anything about it, but you can bring up all the goodness that happened during that year. I know we've been making a lot of lists, but this is list number three. List number three says to us, write down and try to remember all the goodness that has happened to you and the goodness that you have done for others, but most importantly, express appreciation and show your gratitude for everyone who's come toward you, who has helped you. On New Year's Day, pick up that telephone and make 25 calls if you can get through. Lines are going to be crowded, but do it in your heart or write letters or postcards and say, I appreciate you, I'm grateful for you, thank you. This is a Thanksgiving time. Can you do that? These are orders from headquarters, from our cyberspace ashram. You tuned in. It's in your karma to hear these words. You're in your life pattern. Let's do it. Show appreciation. Show gratitude. And tomorrow, will be January 1st, 1999. Only 12 months more for the big, we don't know what's going to happen. Everybody has their own ideas. We think we're going to be secure because security is within the inner self. That is the only security. We're taking a retreat January 1st and January 2nd, and then we begin our celebrations for 73rd Jayanti. Can't believe it. This physical body is 73 years of age, in perfect health, just as good as when it was 40 or 30, maybe a little bit better. So we see you at our cyberspace ashram on January 3rd. We'll be seeing you.